Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John, do you watch the Great British Bake Off?
I've seen a couple episodes here or there.
Okay, I watched one the other day that was terrifying to me, and I just wanted to share it with you, which is they had them make, it was Bread Week, had them make bagels.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they put cheddar cheese on pizza.
I probably have done that too. Only
it's
monsters.
British.
Only monsters would do such a thing. They had to make bagels. Now, any guesses about what kind of bagel they were asked to make?
What kind of bagel? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen enough episodes of that show to know what kind of variety they have. But when you say they had to make bagels, they'd be like, unless it was a theme show or something, wouldn't they just make plain bagels?
It's Bread
but
Week.
I guess not.
It's Bread Week. They made rainbow bagels, John.
Mm, that's actually not that surprising.
Rainbow bagels. So they're plain bagels, but with the dough colored ridiculous colors and then twisted together so that all the bagels were bright, rainbow colored, plain bagels of varying degrees. Again, and they apparently there were some that were good and there were others that looked terrible and sad, like people had literally not only baked a bagel, but literally never seen a bagel before. But I thought of you. In fact, I believe what I did was turn to my wife while we were watching and say, well, I hope John never sees this. it was horrifying. I don't even have a question here other than to just, I want to inform you of new ways for bagels to be terrible that I didn't even know were possible until English people put them on my TV.
Yeah, this is what happened. When I left Long Island, they made rainbow bagels. I think it was my presence there that was preventing...
Oh, it's your fault.
Abominations like this from happening. As soon as I left, it's like, he's gone. You know what we can make? Let's make rainbow bagels. I came back to Long Island many years later, and lo and behold, suddenly bagel places had rainbow bagels and other abominations like blueberry bagels and chocolate chip bagels and other things that should not be. I was the only thing... keeping the ridiculous bagel flavors at bay. But given this, the flashiness of rainbow bagels, and given the fact that it spread like at one point it was just not there, and then I came back and all of a sudden it's everywhere, it doesn't actually surprise me that a show in another country trying to do bagels and trying to do something that is interesting would end up latching onto rainbow bagels, because they're visually the flashiest for the purposes of TV, and they are a semi-recent craze, fad, trend, whatever.
It is, according to a story I just found in the Washington Post, they are the brainchild of self-proclaimed, I love that when that phrase is used, world premier bagel artist Scott Rosillo, who has been making the brightly hued treat for almost two decades in New York. So it came from Brooklyn. But for people who are wondering, like, yes, they're brightly colored.
Yeah, doesn't look natural at all.
They're really gross. I don't understand why they need to exist.
They don't look appealing. They don't look appealing.
No, like, it's like eating Play-Doh or something.
Right, like, the colors are bright and they're interesting, and I'm surprised it didn't fade as a novelty. I'm assuming you can still get them, but like, why, like, say you, like, you're like, oh, huh, look, a weird bagel, let's get it. But then why would you get a second time? Like, especially if it's just not, there's no flavor difference between that and a plain bagel. Now you're just getting an ugly plain bagel that presumably the dyes have some effect on the cooking or taste, but even, no.
No.
So is there a question in this, or are we just complaining about rainbow bagels?
I mean, I think the question was, John, do you get a load of these rainbow bagels? Do you know about these rainbow bagels?
No, I know about them.
I just don't understand. I don't understand it. I love the Great British Bake Off. It's so much fun. I love that they bake things that are stated as normal, that are completely incomprehensible to American ears, right? You know, I was joking about this the other day, make a St. Margaret's floral pie with almondine jelly and don't forget the shavings because it's traditional for a White Marsh Eve. And you're like, okay, I understood some of the words there, but like, it's a holiday that I've never heard of and I don't know what shavings are, and almondine sounds like a word I would know but not quite right, and that jelly I know doesn't mean what I think it means, and the Margaret's floral pie, are there flowers in it, is it a pie, probably not even a pie, they just call it a pie but it's actually something else. I'm fascinated by that. And then they're like, it's Bread Week, hey, New York, we're gonna make bagels, they have to be rainbows.
Yeah, when you first wrote that example, I couldn't tell whether it was a real thing that they had made in the Great British Bake Off, or you were just trying to make fun of it by making the most stereotypically British-sounding nonsense. And if you don't know, distinguishing the nonsense from the real things is difficult. This is what I talk about in Rectifs all the time, the Monty Python effect. A lot of things having to do with Monty Python are funny to Americans because they're very British and we don't know anything about them. And so they sound super weird, even though they're conventional or expected to British people. Yeah. I think part of the charm of the Great British Bake Off is the fact that they do things that are normal in their culture, but are totally unknown in our culture, and they sound weird and funny.
Yeah. Also, the opposite is true. When Paul Hollywood says, make an angel food cake, I'm like, all right, this is going to be no problem. And they all look like they're going to die.
Angel food cake?
They've never heard of it. They don't know what it is or how you would ever make it. And I think, really? I had that all the time when I was a kid.
It's like whatever American magazine that appeared in the 50s that all our parents made it from.
Yeah, right? But they didn't. That magazine did not have circulation in England, I guess, is what I'm saying. Anyway, put your caster sugar away and all your other weird ingredients that you weigh in grams. We just, you know, bake what you want, England, but no rainbow bagels, please.
No rainbow bagels on either side of the Atlantic, please.
You're right. I withdraw my previous comment. No rainbow bagels, period.
Robot or not.